Good morning. The front that brought clouds and showers to the region yesterday continues to track toward and off the eastern seaboard. Still some clouds and leftover showers in southernmost and easternmost parts of New England down toward the lower Hudson Valley, New York City area, and Long Island. But even these areas will dry out through the morning hours. For the rest of the region, we're already going back to sunshine on a northwest to westerly breeze, which continues to dry things out. And with that sunshine mixing with a few clouds today, we'll see our temperatures turn around and push back through the 40s and 50s and up on average to around 60 degrees by mid to late afternoon. High pressure will keep it dry and clear tonight with partly cloudy skies. In most areas, temperatures will drop back into the 30s to around 40. Around the backside of that high pressure tomorrow, we'll have an increasing southerly wind at times over 20 miles per hour, transporting in even milder air, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be up into the middle 60s. A storm system in the middle of the country will head toward the Great Lakes. This will only increase that south-southwest wind flow during the day on Friday, and temperatures will soar into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. The moisture will also increase, so clouds will eventually come back in late in the day on Friday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, which will last into the evening as that front passes through. With the front still nearby on Saturday morning, we still run the risk at a few showers, but sunshine will come back on Saturday afternoon, although it will be breezy and cooler for the weekend with highs on Saturday in the mid-50s. We'll have full sunshine on Sunday with high pressure dominating, but highs will be on the chilly side and stay in the middle 50s. We'll start to turn things around on Monday in the upper 50s with mostly sunny skies, and we'll run the risk at a few showers by Tuesday with highs getting up toward 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of North Texas and Oklahoma to eastern Kansas, southwest Missouri, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the southern parts of the plains to the lower Missouri Valley and Midwest. With strong surface heating late this afternoon combined with an intensifying low-level jet stream, potential exists for large hail and perhaps a few strong tornadoes across the region that will last into the evening hours. Meanwhile, as the upper-level energy that will ultimately be responsible for these storms moves through the Rockies, another snowstorm is underway. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the central Rockies and adjacent high plains with as much as 9 to 18 inches of snow possible, along with icing in spots. And a blizzard watch is out for the high plains of Colorado east of Denver. Here, snowfall is expected to be in the range of 4 to 8 inches, but winds will gust as high as 50 miles per hour, causing blowing snow that will reduce visibilities at times to near zero. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at West Palm Beach, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Klamath Falls, Oregon, at 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 34, 71% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Big Spring, Texas, to a low of 5 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun in the upper 60s, Boston increasing sun, breezy, near 60, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 53, that's 5 degrees above normal. 22 hundredths of an inch of rainfall yesterday, for the month now 1.65 inches, which is 8 hundredths below normal. And 7.27 inches for the year, which is 2.46 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 356, and for the season 5,853. The average high temperature at Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38, the record high, 91, set in 2002, and the record low, 21, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cool today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine and a bit breezy today with highs in the mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cool today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, comfortably cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, mid-60s, mid-70s on Friday, partly sunny, breezy, with late-day showers and thunderstorms into the evening. On Saturday, a leftover shower in the morning, then increasing sun, breezy and cooler, though, mid-50s. Full sunshine Sunday in the mid-50s, more sunshine on Monday in the upper 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower Tuesday with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.